Who thought that the front line of social change would run through the nation's bakeries? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This time, it's a cake shop in suburban Denver that took an order for two wedding cakes shaped like Bibles, which the owner, Marjorie Silva, was happy to make. But as she was finishing up, the customer handed her a slip of paper with the message he wanted across the top of one of the cakes. It read, "God hates gays," and she wouldn't do it. The customer explained he was a Christian exercising his freedom of religion, and the baker explained she too is a Christian and God doesn't hate gays. Pope's on her side, by the way. Except that the customer then filed a discrimination complaint with the Colorado Civil Rights Division. And here's the weirdest part. Instead of just laughing and saying, "Nice try," the Civil Rights Division actually took the case. Because somebody at the office must have thought, well, if a business sells wedding cakes, then ipso facto, it can be required to sell anti-wedding cakes. By that logic, a radio station that plays love songs could be required to play hate songs. If the children's department sells pajamas that say God loves mommy, it could be forced to sell pajamas that say God hates mommy. The Colorado Civil Rights Division will make its decision in about a month. But it had better be careful. Because if it forces a Christian to frost a cake with God hates gays in defiance of her beliefs, the Civil Rights Division will then also be guilty of religious persecution. The universe will fold in on itself and nobody gets any cake. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.